AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. plays Iran at the World Cup today in Qatar. The U.S. needs to win to keep playing. This is more than just a soccer match. There have been nationwide protests in Iran recently. Its nuclear program is expanding, and there have been attacks linked back to Tehran. This U.S. fan, Aaron, tells the AP he's focusing on the match.
The World Cup is a time where people come together, not somewhere where if you bring conflict. I think we should leave the conflict off the field, let the boys battle it out on the pitch, and that's the best way to when it comes to politics, to move forward.
Iranian Ahmad Barkholder also wants the focus to be on soccer.
Tonight, politics is totally out because the nation want to win this game. So politics will not come in tonight.
It's unclear whether any Iranian or U.S. government officials will be on hand for the match. A top Qatari official involved in the country's World Cup organization has put the number of worker deaths related to construction for the tournament at a much higher number, between 400 and 500. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, tells the AP China needs to move away from massive coronavirus lockdowns.
We have been recommending for some time now a recalibration of China's zero COVID policy, exactly because of the impact it has both on people and on the economy.
There have been protests across China of the lockdowns. China launched a rocket carrying three astronauts to complete construction of the country's permanent orbiting space station. A boil water order has been lifted in Houston. It took effect Sunday when a power outage at a purification plant caused water pressure to drop. The Michigan Supreme Court postponed the January trial for the parents of the teenager who killed four students at his high school. This is AP News.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Drive carefully if you're going to northwest Wisconsin today. A quick-moving winter storm is bringing snow to western Wisconsin, most of it north and west of Eau Claire. The storm gets stronger as it heads east with snow to the north, a mix of rain and snow just south of Interstate 94, and mostly rain to the south. It's also the time of year for car deer crashes. There have been about 16,000 deer crashes in Wisconsin over the past 2 years. Some auto body shops say they're booked out until March as more drivers choose to fix their cars than buy new. Deer are most active at dawn and dusk. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I go to a topic that I'm going to have with Connor, I've got to bring this in, and that's the warning of a potential crippling rail shutdown that is in the throes of getting ready to happen. And what am I talking about? Different unions, railroad unions, are threatening to strike this country. And listen, I'm a union man, and so I can't say that I don't support unions when they make decisions that impact their workers. If you know, when you're in a union, the union's responsibility is to look out for the best interests of the majority of its members. It's no different than the police or the fire unions that when they make decisions that impact them, and they want to make sure that they get the best for the employees. Both police and fire people cheer that on. And we as a society don't push back against police and fire unions, and we support them at every turn. But when it comes to somebody outside of the police and fire unions, i.e. the teachers' unions, we criticize them. We don't support the teachers' unions. We support police and fire because we say we need them. But teachers' unions, you know, we act as though we don't need them. The rail unions, well, they're out of sight, out of mind. We don't understand that without the rails, you would think after all of these centuries, Connor, that rail travel would have been gone. And yet people don't know just how important the rail system is still to moving product across the nation.
Yeah, rail's never going to go away. I don't think so.
No, rails or trucking.
Yeah.
And so they move the products. And so they can stop everything. If the rail workers make a decision to go on strike, everything stops in this country. So they know their value. We don't, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't see the rail worker. The rail worker is some just abject person that we don't realize is in a position to shut this nation down. And so the debate and the conversation right now is a potentially crippling decision made by railway unions to not to demand more days, more time off, and a $5,000 bonus. The $5,000 bonus is chicken feed for a corporation as powerful and wealthy as the Rails, as the rail companies. They could give $50,000 to each individual and still not hurt their bottom lines. But what they're concerned about is they want more time off. Now, 11 unions have agreed to the $2,500 one-time payment and about a 14-15% increase, which is kind of unheard of in any other union anywhere in the country. Nobody's getting the kind of increase, that the rail unions are getting. I'm wondering if people are jealous of that. As a matter of fact, I know they are. And so the rails, the rail people know that they have leverage and power. The police and fire know they have leverage and power. Whose side are you on when it comes to the decisions that the rail companies are making? One, a couple in particular that are going to shut down commerce in this country. Now, President Biden has been trying to work out a way that these groups, these can sit down and have this brokered even in Congress. But the rails realize just how powerful, the rail unions realize just how powerful they are, and that they don't need to sit down with Congress and have it pushed back, to some other time. So they're looking to go on strike. And I can tell you that with the recession looming, with the holiday looming, with the fact that the supply chain is still shaky, a union strike right now, rail union strike right now, will be devastating to the economy of this country. It really will. That having been said, what are your thoughts? I'm the kind of person, again, who thinks that the only way you can get corporations and others to realize that people still have power is through the strike. And the strike has been a terrifying weapon historically that used to be used pretty regularly to get people to be looked at and for their grievances to be answered. One of the reasons why they destroyed unions in the 80s and the 90s was this very reason that we're talking about right now. The fact that these men, these blue-collar men, have more power than the corporation right now. And corporations don't want to see that. But make no mistake about it, what's getting ready to happen, unless it can be averted, is a major shutdown of the economy if the rails aren't running. And, you know, there are times, you know, we know that product is being moved by truck, right? We know that. We see the trucks all over the place. They're everywhere. You wonder why when you're on the road, sometimes you get up, if you're driving early in the morning, nothing but semis on the road. They're moving the products throughout this nation. Well, you know, the train can move a lot more than the individual trucks. So the danger, inherent danger of what people and Joe Biden and others are looking at right now is that shutdown of the American economy at a time when it can least afford it to happen. Again, I'm part of me. Again, I'm a union guy and always have been, always will be. 23% increase in your salary at one time is a heck of a raise. Many people, if they're fortunate, get a 2% raise, right? If they're fortunate. But, what are your thoughts? Are you jealous of the fact that that union is able to do that? Maybe what more of us need is our own. It's more unions and not less. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning. I'm reading about this issue this morning, and I'm outraged. If you've been following it, you know the sticking
I've been following
was,
it.
Yeah, it's been the sick days.
Right.
And originally, the union wanted 15 sick days for their members. They've negotiated. They agreed. The union compromised and said, "Okay, we'll go down to 4 sick days. Give us 4 sick days." This is my understanding. This is the only sticking point. They just want 4 sick days, and Biden is asking the Democrats in Congress to force them to accept the railroads' rejection of that. They want the railroads contract. This shows Biden's true colors. But let me just read a very brief, tiny little paragraph out of this article. So that agreement that I'm talking about that Biden wants to ram through, it has been rejected by more than half of the country's unionized rail workforce, does not include a single day of paid sick leave, and would only allow 3 penalty-free days off per year for medical visits. But even that time off is heavily constrained. It's unpaid, can only be taken on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and must be scheduled at least 30 days in advance. Now, is this how we treat our essential workers?
So let me say this to you, Dave. I, how many years ago, man, 20 years ago, had 5 paid personal days, 20-some-odd years ago, that we could take when, and we were in the, I was in the auto industry, and which we could take, a day's notice. So Joe Biden alone, they've been negotiating this thing, and there's, 3 different unions that are holding this up. Many of the other rail unions have agreed, but it's got to be across the board. What are your thoughts about that? Hey, Dave, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very
Wisconsin slippery
hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 52 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Oh, darling. I wanted to be everything.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As the holiday approaches, December 9th is the drop-dead date that the Smart Transportation Division, which is one of the unions, has rejected a tentative agreement. Last week, that was brokered by President Joe Biden, and Joe Biden has asked that the Congress comes together quickly and kind of puts in a no strike, rule that will prevent these transportation divisions of the rails, trains from going on strike. The president is looking to override the ratification procedures in the ongoing deal despite the renewed strike threat. As several other rail unions have accepted the tentative deal that would raise wages by 24% over a five-year period, as well as a $5,000 bonus for workers. And make no mistake about it, all of us will be impacted immediately if there is a rail shutdown on the 9th. We're talking about inflation and the cost of products right now. If the railroad strike goes into, it becomes a reality, the inflation is going to soar even more, and the lack of products are going to be even more scarce. And I don't care what it is, milk, food, gasoline, because all those things are moved on rail. I don't care what it is. Those products are moved by rail. Dave, quickly.
Yeah, so what's your question again?
My question is, whose side are you on in this?
Definitely the railroad workers, of course. They shouldn't get blamed if there's a disruption in our supply chain. All Warren Buffett has to do is sign the contract. And I read some article that said it would be like 1 hour of his profits will cover the whole year of those benefits for those guys. It's ridiculous.
So
his business, his railroad business, is making record profits, more profits than ever before. And, these guys want four sick days.
Yeah, they want more time with their families.
So he should be blamed. He should be blamed for this. Why aren't the CEOs blamed, when we're in this situation?
You
always blame the workers.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I'm very confused, Earl. First, how is it that I have to schedule to be sick in 30 days? One. Two, why is there any limitation of a sickness? Because you don't request to be sick for crying out loud. So I think what should be done is that there is supposed to be 15 days of a sick day. If this is a more consecutive 15 days, then it should go into short-term disability or a further into the long-term disability. We don't know how bad people can get sick, but to schedule to be sick? And how is it possible to have only 5 days sick? So there is supposed to be a division between sick days and vacation days.
So, Corinna, let me say this to you, because I think this is what's at the root of it. In order for the corporation to provide them those sick days, it means they're going to have to hire more people. Now, as Dave stated, the railroads aren't hurting. They're waxing wealthy. They're not hurting. But they don't want to hire the additional bodies and pay the benefits that it would take to cover those sick days. So if somebody goes on a scheduled sick day, there's got to be somebody to replace them, which means they got to hire more people, which means it eats into their profits. And at the root of this is that mentality that we don't care about the American people. We do care about our bottom line, and I don't want to take on any additional people to be able to be the stopgap for these people who will take their personal days. That's really what's at the root of it, is that the corporation doesn't want to, wind up having to pay even more money for additional bodies. But that shouldn't be an acceptable reality for we, the American people, who are going to suffer if there's a rail strike. Our argument is going to be, we don't care about the profits of the fat cats that own the railroads, because make no mistake about it, they're in a position that there is nobody else who can do what they do, and so they can charge whatever it is they want to charge to move all of this product across the nation. So,
I think that the American people should support rail workers, because rail workers are American people, and they don't treat it right. And the second, there's two more things, Earl, to think about it, I think. If you're going to look at the history in Europe, there's a lot of revolution started with the railroad workers, okay? Because it's a huge, as you said, it's huge for a whole country to feel how you treat it and what you need to do to actually make people treat you right.
Hey, Corinna, hang on. We got another break. Hang on. Can you hang on?
Yes.
All right, listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? The strike could happen between... it's going to happen on December 9th if there isn't some resolution. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden met at the White House with leaders from both parties in Congress.
We're here to get work done.
They talked about the president's agenda for the rest of the year.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike and the train, what we're doing now. And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
Control of the House switches to Republicans in January. The government faces a December 16th shutdown if lawmakers don't agree on legislation to fund the government. The deadline for a rail strike is December 9th. Congress is also taking up legislation to codify same-sex marriage, raise the debt limit, and reform the Electoral Count Act. That's a bid to prevent another attempt, like in 2020, when then-President Donald Trump and allied lawmakers tried to overturn the will of voters in the presidential election he lost to Joe Biden. I'm Ed Donahue.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere with your headlines. More and more parents and caregivers are taking time off work to stay home and care for sick children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows workplace absences for childcare reasons rose to an all-time high in October. This year's respiratory illness season began early. Kids are coming home from daycare and school with everything from RSV, with or without pneumonia, to colds, rashes, and even strep. Childcare facilities already facing widespread worker shortages. Sick time and paid leave became a rallying cry during the onset of the COVID pandemic, with employers encouraging workers to stay home when sick, and workplaces made their policies more flexible so people could take care of their families. However, people in high-paying jobs are more likely to have access to paid time off. Lower-wage workers and people of color have considerably fewer workplace benefits. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about a rail strike, impending rail strike, that may be materializing by December 9th if this is not worked out. My economic advisors, this is Joe Biden talking, report that as many as 765,000 Americans, many union workers themselves, could be put out of work in the first 2 weeks alone. Biden said communities could lose access to chemicals necessary to ensure clean drinking water. Farms and ranches across the country could be unable to feed their livestock. Among the demands from all rail unions that rejected the tentative agreement include improving workers' quality of life, such as increasing days allotted for paid time off and sick leave. According to the Association of American Railroads, roughly 84% of rail workers unionized, represented by 12 different unions. Biden's tentative agreement in September was accepted by 8 of them. Let's go back to the phone lines and Corinna. Corinna, you were saying.
So I was saying it's a very gentle business with railroad workers, because the conflict what is exists right now is can actually elevate to the level of a queue, because it already happened in the history. Well, the railroad workers weren't happy and they brought up everybody who are in the lower income level. There's other side, Earl, what is not being talked to, and I looked into it. They are railroad industry intensively looking into the artificial intelligence to supplement those workers. And this is the problem, and this is a kind of like a sneaky way for them to see, to move the industry into that area and not having the people to do it at all, basically.
Well, there's no question. Technology is always going to be moving forward to cut the workforce. The thing that the union, I mean, that the rail workers have in their favor is that 84% of them are unionized, and that shows the power of the union, and the fact that let's say they weren't unionized, the threat of being let go by the company would be what would be at the root of all of it, and people would be afraid to even stand up for what they believed in. Unions give people that springboard to be able to realize that, you know, we don't have to worry about losing our jobs for standing up for what we think is in the best interest of ourselves and our families. And we need more unions, not less unions. So your points are all valid. They're all well taken, Corinna. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, and I'll say this before we move on. You may not think this impacts and affects you. But again, according to Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and the statistics that they've derived, almost 800,000 people in the first 2 weeks will lose their jobs if this is not worked out. And as time goes on, this nation will be brought to its knees. That's where we are with this. And, you know, whether people think it's an important thing or not does not matter. It is going to impact and affect you and me and everything we do. So I wanted to go here, Connor. You know, I talked to you about TikTok, right? And I still have never been on TikTok. Maybe I'll figure out a way to get there today. But it seems like it's an interesting place based on all the different things I'm hearing. So pro-bullying, the trend blasted on TikTok is pure evil. So you mean to tell me, Connor, that on TikTok they show people fighting?
Oh, all the time.
I'm talking about the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is action. I guess they used to post that stuff on Facebook. And I guess they just can't do it anymore. Maybe that's why they went to TikTok. But listen to this. A barrage of videos has shown former bullies flaunting how mean and evil they were in school. The TikTok trend features users showing their current faces before cutting to photos of their younger selves set to the tune of Slaughterhouse, which is a song by Hunka and Zeki. Several of the videos have gone viral, and a clip with 11.4 million views. Listen to this. 11.4 million views. One woman said that she may look like a bee now, but as the screen flashed to a younger photo, she described her childhood self as pure evil. And so this woman has 11 million views of her beating up and thugging out on some poor soul that can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
And I guess people like seeing it, right?
I don't think people... I guess so. I guess
they
people
must
like seeing
be.
It.
11 million people saw it.
Yeah. I mean, more people are... I mean, more people, I would imagine, are making a making an issue about this. But... It sucks, man. This is a terrible trend. I don't understand why people even think I'm reading more into this article, and this is 22% of students between the age of 12 and 18 have been reported being bullied at school, right? So like 1 in 5 kids are like still being bullied right now. And I mean, I was bullied growing up in high school, so it's abuse.
Think anybody escapes it, right?
Yeah, and no one escapes it. It really escapes it, and I think it's normalized cultural abuse because I think all of us have went through some form of the education system in some way, or a large majority of us, and we've seen it. And even if we haven't been bullied ourselves, we've been in situations where we've seen it, and it's just become so commonplace in our culture that we don't actually realize it. Like that's. It doesn't matter if it's an aggressor, if it's not a parent or a teacher. Another child can still abuse another child, and that can still induce trauma, no matter, you know, who the two people involved are.
Well, you know, man,
and so,
I don't know if you remember this, if they did it during your time, but I remember the first time I heard this term, I was working in one of the schools, and it's called point him out, knock him out. Do you know, point them out, knock them out?
Never heard of that.
So what that was some kid would point out another poor soul, and his buddy would then knock him out just because he pointed him out. I mean, what is going on, man? You know,
they're not like schools should be about how to collaborate and how to understand other people. It shouldn't be. It should be about education as well. But when you go out and when you become an adult, the most important thing is learning how to do that, how to collaborate, how to solve issues. And in school, it's just structured to understand and memorize basic facts. So you have students that don't like they're going to school. Everyone is like not really wanting to be there, you know, unless you have. And so it's like you're going as a child, like you're going to school, and man, I'm sorry.
Man, my point is, now we have sites, you know, where we can put this stuff on a site, and 11 million people look at it,
yeah,
and cheer the bullying on. Something's wrong with that mindset, right?
Exactly.
I mean, was there ever a time when I got bullied as a young person? Yeah. You know, when you had somebody who, you know, who was your same age and your hands were small and his looked like boxing gloves. You know,
yeah.
You know, you're the same age, and the guy talked with a lot of bass in his voice. You know, you were afraid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we live in a society that, you know, now it's being glorified because of all these different sites that they put that stuff up on.
Yeah, and the more glorified it is, the more it becomes accepted, and the more the behavior is repeated, and then the more, you know, I can only imagine like what's happening, you know, currently at schools right now with kids. Not paying attention and going on TikTok watching videos of bullying being inflamed,
so
being promoted. So I mean that could potentially cause them to go and commit that at their schools. And so I think the interconnection that we have and the ability to be able to see this is making the issue worse because people don't understand the long term effects. And I think children do have the capacity to understand that. Teenagers have the capacity to understand that. I just think that we don't teach that in school. We don't make that imperative. We make elective classes and we make getting a certain number of credits imperative, but we don't make understanding how to respect your own classmate and how to and understand how traumas are affecting every single person.
Look,
we don't make that imperative.
Look, and I don't care what school you go to, man, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're going to the best of schools. Inside of them, they're going to be bullies. And I know that I've heard people say, so let me ask you, do bullies grow up to be bigger bullies?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Every person can change at any given moment. It's about understanding. And so, I mean, even with bullies, like even when people that commit bullies, there are probably issues that stem with that. You know, they're probably getting... That's their version of conflict resolution. They've been taught by their parents, most likely, and so they just repeat that at school. And you know, there isn't any standard.
So this country put forth a campaign to address bullying years back.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that?
I somewhat. It's kind of hard to remember something like that when you're in the middle of being bullied.
Yeah, so. But it wasn't. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
That there was a campaign in this country addressing bullying, and these sites don't make it any better.
They don't.
I think they've enhanced it, because now you can become a star. Because after you
by bragging about it,
yeah, man,
exactly.
and so now you can put it on a site, and the poor person who's been bullied. Now it's magnified.
Yeah.
You know, that poor soul was terrified because the bully, right? So let me our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Look, Twitter is a prime example right now because the guy who just bought it. Has opened the door for people who were banned for doing crazy things, right?
Yeah.
And bigoted and racist things. And so people will say, well, you got to give people freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. And so we don't want to interfere with these different sites. Because people should have freedom to say whatever it is they want to say in America and basically do whatever it is they want to do. That's mm-hmm. not true. Okay? It is not true that people have freedom in this country to say whatever it is they want to say. Not across the board. So we've got to stop using that example or that excuse that is what the rule is. It's not. There are exceptions to that. We're going to talk about it a little bit more after we come back from the break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 52. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yeah, I mean, you know, when we're talking about, and what Cunn and I have been talking about is the fact that, you know, bullying and, you know, all of these different sites, and people say we need to keep these options open and people need to have freedom of speech to say whatever it is they want to say. And that's what this nation is built on. And I'm challenging that yeah. thought that people should be able to say whatever it is they want to say.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, I mean, you have to understand, like, Twitter is a business entity. And so if people don't want to advertise with it because people are saying evil or hateful things, then that's perfectly rational and perfectly fine. I think a lot of people don't understand, they can't place separate the idea of freedom of speech versus another idea, which is, freedom of speech versus corporate personhood, which is an idea that people disagree with, but it gives the idea that, like, corporations and businesses, right, are separate. They act separate, and they have the ability to be able to discriminate for any message they don't necessarily, their community or their product doesn't necessarily support. And so I don't even understand why this is a freedom of speech debate. Like, so, I don't understand why people, I think people only draw to that point because they're trying to move the goalposts and avoid the actual issue, which is just ignorance.
So when people talk about freedom of speech, here's a prime example. Yay.
Kanye West.
Yeah, and the basketball player, New Jersey point guard, Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie. I haven't actually. I don't know what's going on with Kyrie right now.
Okay, so but they said some things that they have certainly suffered for because they have been punished for saying some things that if we all have freedom of speech, then you should ask the question, why are they being punished for that? Now, I'm not challenging what it was they said. I'm challenging this premise that people are saying why we need to have all of these sites and that they should be open and that people should be able to say whatever it is they want to say on them without any punishment. Mm-hmm. Because clearly Kanye West got punished.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost almost $2 billion.
Exactly.
For saying something.
I mean, I think in the Kanye West scenario, it's a little bit interesting because I 100% understand why all the organizations disbanded with him, but it's just... I don't think that we live in a culture that really does value, like, the value, the importance of understanding or under and not saying these things, because if you, because there are tons of people in power that are racist and have committed racist acts or like are right now exploiting, you know, African countries for diamond mining, for example. And that may, it may not be direct as saying an anti-Semitic tweet, but that's like the undermining of a certain community that, you know, those people aren't losing their incomes for it. But so it's just, I just think that our culture tends to like pick and choose at certain people that we want to say, okay, that person is negative. That person is saying a terrible thing that violates the cultural code. And then we just, it's virtue signaling. So and it's not consistent.
So I want, it's not consistent.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge the fact that, that Elon Musk has bought Twitter and opened the door for all sorts of bigots and racists who were denied access to it before he bought it. And now he's opened it up again and said people should be able to say whatever it is they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it can't, it's got to be either or.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Either you have the freedom to say whatever it is in this country or you don't. And clearly in this country, you really don't. Because I would be foolish to say all manner of things on these airways. They don't belong to me, right? And there would be a price to be paid if I came on these airways and said something
mm-hmm.
outlandish or hurtful towards somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a penalty to be paid. So I don't have freedom to say whatever the hell it is I want to say.
Yeah.
Right? And we need to stop in this country believing that that's the case. Who is that on the line? Just put them on.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. Bring them up. We only got a couple of minutes. Who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Earl. It's Bob from Wisconsin's East Coast. How are you?
All right. Quickly.
Well, Earl, I heard your the talk about the union, the rail strike.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, immediately I thought about everybody. When I walk into into a fast food restaurant, that counter person is an essential worker. And I challenge the people working the better jobs, working the rail, police, fire, to stand up for the people who are making less money, have less incomes, and are not recognized as essential workers, to get them better paid and better working conditions.
I agree
with better you. Benefits.
I agree with you. There's no question. But the difference is that they don't have the union.
Right. But my point is those that have the union need to prove that they really are union and put their arms around everyone.
So, yeah, so what you are saying is what used to happen is back when you and I were young, if somebody had a picket line, other unions would honor that and wouldn't cross it, right? That's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about those who haven't got a union.
Right.
Everyone.
We should all
have a vacation.
I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.